I'm David Brancaccio. Public health experts say a key to managing the pandemic is testing for the virus and testing again. But federal regulators have raised a question about the accuracy of a new coronavirus test that produces rapid results. As it happens, that Abbott Labs test is being used on those who work at the White House. Abbott's stock is down 3% in pre-market trading now. Marketplace's Nova Safa is here with more. Nova, what's the focus? False positives or false negatives?
It's false negatives, David. At issue is Abbott's ID Now test. It's a rapid diagnostic tool that's supposed to return results in a few minutes, as you mentioned. New York University researchers took a look and said earlier this week that the test was returning false negatives, that it was missing nearly half of all positive samples collected with dry nasal swabs. Then yesterday, the FDA issued an alert saying it's looking into that finding and that in the meantime, negative results from the Abbott test should be confirmed with another more sensitive test that takes longer.
And what about accuracy of some of the other tests?
Well, we know that false negatives are not necessarily a new problem. When China was testing the population in Wuhan, there were also reports of a lot of false negative results there. Abbott does dispute, though, the NYU study. The company says other studies have shown its rapid diagnostic system gets better results. Abbott said it will provide guidance for how to correctly use its tests. And so far, David, according to the CDC, more than 10 million viral tests have been conducted in the U.S., and 15% have come back positive.